Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
You would crucify me for wearing pajamas. And I'm just being honest with you.
Right? Were those considered pajamas?
Some would say.
Pajamas.
Or your defining moment. You have an event with 450 business owners. Like, that's the aspect that's not really talked about enough. That is Black Wall Street in a sense. Right. Millions of dollars are flowing. There's people that have changed their life, that have 10x their business from being in the vendor market.
Bro, let's be honest. Like, first of all, I don't want to hear nothing because we have 99% of the time we spend our money on entertainment. You know what I mean? We go to a concert where somebody say, you ain't shit, you not that nigga, I'll kill you, I don't care who you are. And we're going to spend all that money with them, enjoy it, go to the place, go home, relax, and live life. The moment somebody try to do something good, it's the time that we start auditing them and say that, no, you have to do it perfect. Otherwise, there's a problem. You get money from the people. Where are you every time that they're spending money on liquor, entertainment, right? BS? You're not there. That's why I go back to the attitude thing, is that we only have an attitude when somebody's trying to help us, right? But if when somebody's trying to hurt us, or something that can hinder us, or something that can distract us, I just let that rock.
It's never the same aggression. It's like you said, if you spend $250 for a ticket, out of 3 days, you can't get value, then that's your problem.
Bro, people go to college, spend $100,000 and do nothing with a degree. No. You know what I mean? It's the initiative of the human being that invests their time and how they're going to take the initiative with the information or the opportunity to do something with it. You can't force people to get results. Right. So for me, it's a whole mentality thing. Like, people literally, I think that was Robert Smith that said that the number one, you know, thief of Black wealth is student loans. But we don't look at that as an issue that we really be like, wait a minute, let's pause on this for a second, because we're going to keep taking people to this funnel. And if that's the biggest robbery of Black wealth, how about we stop taking students that's not ready for it, and we figure out another funnel to where we can skill them so that they can develop themselves in the world and be ready? But it doesn't make no sense that you don't have no guarantees when you go to college besides them giving you a piece of paper. There's no guarantees. I will give you a piece of paper, and we go give you this funny looking hats, and you go walk across like everybody else has. We might have some birds. We might have somebody speak or something. And then, all right, going on. As long as you know them loans, you still got to pay. I need everything. There's zero guarantees in college.
But then that, because once again, we accept failure at the hands of white people. We have no tolerance with any level of shortcomings at the hands of black people, though, right? We'll accept going to school for 4 years and paying $150,000 and being in debt for 40 years and not finding a job and pretty much ruining our lives. We'll accept that.
Paying on interest.
But the $250 that you spend and you get to see billionaires and you get to be around 20,000 positive black people, your tipping point was that the acoustics wasn't up to par for the keynote address.
Yeah.
That's the deciding factor for you to go online and to bash it and to do a variety of different things, right? But that, once again, that speaks to us as a people, right? And it's one of these things, it's a bigger issue than just one event, but it speaks to, now you start to see how difficult it really is.
Oh, for sure.
Right? And you can't understand that until you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why so many people, the vast majority, people didn't know who Robert Smith was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't know who Don Peeble was 4 years ago. People still don't know who Dave Stewart is. Mm. Dave Stewart is the second richest black man in America. He's worth about $4 billion. He could walk down Times Square right now, no problem. He could walk through any black neighborhood in America with no problem. Not one problem. There's a reason for that, right? Why am I going to subject myself to such low-level negativity, hatred, conspiracy theories? For what?
Mm.
I'm here to help.
Speaking of conspiracy theories, I seen y'all at the White House.
But that was the vice president's house. But close enough.
I see y'all at the vice president's house. So, the question that's on everybody's mind, do y'all now work for the Democrats?
Oh, man. You know, it's crazy because, once again, that goes back to having an inferiority complex.
Mm.
We don't think that we're capable of being in any type of environment outside of what is normalized unless we've sold our soul, unless we've taken money, unless we've but we can see Elon Musk at the White House and have no problem with it. We can see CNBC. Just think about this, for instance, right? We're a media company. We produce media content, right? Now, if you saw a CNBC at Davos, would you think that that was weird?
Mm-mm.
If you saw a CNBC at the Republican National Convention, would you think that was weird?
Mm-mm.
If you saw him at the White House, would you think that was weird?
Mm-mm.
But any of these places that you see EYL, there's going to be certain, not everybody, there's going to be a certain demographic that it thinks is weird, right?
All
right,
so let me play God's advocate. I don't think it's weird. I think people don't know the process of how you get there.
Because... Now, you have to be humble enough to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch Market Monday, well, usually everything that we do on the week, we usually explain it on Market Mondays because that's the real-time show. Earn Your Leisure is an interview show, but Market Mondays is a real-time show. We can kind of recap what we've done, so we usually explain it, right? But once again, it goes back to pride and ego. And your ignorance is going to lead to your downfall. You're not fully aware of what's happening, and you're speaking about things that you don't have any knowledge of, right? Mm-hmm. Folks, you're getting third-hand information. Somebody's telling somebody that's telling somebody that made a YouTube video, this is where you're getting your information from.
There's no journalistic integrity whatsoever that exists. So 80%, right, of like Gen Z get their news from TikTok and like social media sources, but there is no journalistic integrity. So it's not like the person that's reporting the news has checked 5-6 sources and vetted it to make sure that what they're now going to report is actually even true. And now that informs you, and it informs your attitude about a person, the world, an institution, or whatever, and you're operating off false information.
And I feel like...
But to get a direct question, a direct answer.
What? Have we...
Do you work for the Democrats?
We work for the Democrats. We work for ourselves, man. At the end of the day. But, you know, I always said, for me, I would take an invitation to meet with Donald Trump. I would meet with the leader of the Republican Party. I forget his name, Mike something. I would meet with any Republican governor. We just haven't been invited. We didn't ever reached out to politicians. They reached out to us.
Well, y'all had RFK on the show.
He's independent, though, I think, right? And he, I think he leans to the left, even though a lot of his views are conservative. But yeah, exactly. We had RFK. They reached out to us. So I don't really get in. You know, you can't even pay that.
What about Cornel West? Y'all had Cornel West
on. He didn't reach out to us. We don't reach out to politicians. Mm. That's our policy, right? We're not trying to court politicians. We've built the platform. You reach out to us. Take it or leave it, right? So RFK Jr. reached out to us. The vice president's office reached out to us, right? And then we've developed other relationships with politicians and they've reached out to us. Cornel West never reached out to us. If he reached out to us, we would put him on, for sure.
What going to the White House, you know, or to the vice president's house, is that the Black House?
I guess you could call it that.
So going there, what did you learn? What did you see? How did that affect you?
Nah, it was dope. It was a good conversation. We went there a few times, but the first time we went there was a small dinner, and it was Black men. They wanted to hear from Black men. Mm. They wanted to just hear from Black men, like what's the sense of Black men? What are we doing wrong? What are we, you know, just us telling them our opinion. So it was us. It was Will Packer, Spike Lee, bunch of people. Roland Martin, Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
Fat Joe. Mm. Fat Joe. Shout out to Fat Joe. He cracked. I don't know how he got into Black meat.
Right, Black man, Fat Joe. But
He's close enough. Right there. Shout out to Joe. That's crack. Funny. But I mean, we kept it real. You know? And I feel like at the end of the day, why would you not voice your opinion? Why would you not? Mm. If you have an opinion, if Joe Biden said, "Yo, Keith, I want you to talk to me. Tell me your thoughts and your views." Why would you not do that? You're not going on a campaign trail for him, mm-hmm. right? But if he said, "I want to sit down with you, and I want to," there's plenty of people who. You think Malcolm, I've seen videos of Malcolm X talking to people that they would have never thought he would have talked to. Mm-hmm. Talking to like white supremacists, right? Mm-hmm. Why not, right? But that's because I feel confident in who I am, right? I don't feel so weak that I feel like, oh, I just can't be around this person because I'm just going to melt and I'm just going to just get.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get sucked in a vacuum and now I'm going to be, it's like a vampire. Like you don't feel confident in who you are. So that's why you can't go anywhere. But it's like, you know, it's crazy. They don't want us to be in Davos, Switzerland with all the billionaires because that's Illuminati and all that. Might be, who knows? But they had no problem if we in the most toxic environment in the world. Any hood in America where there's drugs, alcohol, prostitution, running rampant, gang violence.
Strip club.
Now that's where we belong. That would be okay. Mm. Strip club.
What's the one in Atlanta called?
Strip club? Mm. What, Magic City?
Magic City.
They would be no problem. Mm. No issue at all.
So you can be in Magic City on Sunday, but not Davos on Saturday.
That's where you draw the line. You went too far then, right?
You could be at the Trap House, but not the White House.
Nah, it's real shit.
You know, I think when I look at those type of things, I understand them from multiple levels. People look at it in some ways as like, if you're a police officer, can you be a good cop because you have to take an oath? And people look at it that once you get into a system and you get into their funnel, it's because they believe that you're safe enough to not rattle the tree, right? That we're going to invite you here, but I don't want you to like make change. I'll listen to you for the purpose of listening to you to figure out how we can navigate the mind of men who think like you, but not really so that we can actually activate change based on the ideas that you give us.
Well, it's one of these things, you can't make somebody do anything.
No, you can't make, right? But the intention matters.
The only thing you can do is offer ideas, listen. And it's like, this is going to happen whether we're in the process or not. If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. That's one thing I learned early. If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Decisions are being made about your future, whether you're involved with it or not.
I agree.
So you might as well, at the very least, be involved in it, right? And it goes back to, once again, nobody controls us. That's the difference. We're not funded by anybody, right? We don't work for anybody. So there's no, that can be done where it's like, okay, I want you to do this, but don't say this because we don't have, we have relationships with people. That's what people got to fully understand how business works, right? If you have a sponsor for an event, or if we have a corporate relationship, you're not signed to that person. You don't have to do what that person says, right? That's not how these situations work. Maybe if we have an event together, right, then we have to both mutually agree upon different things. That makes sense. But never in life would somebody have to tell us, because if that was the case, then we wouldn't be able to have a working relationship with you, mm-hmm. to be completely honest with you.
I don't know why I don't get no sponsors, man. I just get people to think.
But I'm just saying.
I ain't had a black person, white person, Chinese, Asian, Jewish.
There's a lot of people that would look at this situation like.
I'm just saying where the bag at. That's all I'm saying right now. Where my bag at? Where the radical bag at? Who got one of them?
Well, and
you feel me?
And
come on, let me.
And that's the thing. So my thing is like, people love kamikazes, right? But who's there to provide for the widow? So what I mean by that is they want you to crash out for the sake of the culture. They're not going to pay your bills when you can't feed yourself, mm-hmm. feed your family, right?
You know, we and you had this conversation early, you know, and it's just always keeping those values in mind.
And being who you are as a person, like this is who we really are. I'm not an extreme person. I don't go extreme either way. I've always been a pretty centered person. I'm not going to be who you want me to be because you think I'm supposed to be a radical, I'm supposed to do, like, what you see.
I believe in silent revolutionaries too.
And I feel like I said.
I believe in, there's some people that need to be out front loud. And there's some people that need to be in the back working. You don't even know they're a part of something.
Yeah.
I believe in, there should be a movement, mass moving around the world where, you know, you activate yourself. All of a sudden, you could have not been a revolutionary or a spook. And I'm just using revolutionary as a term that fits somebody who decides that they're going to use their role, their resources, their information, their knowledge to impact and create change, right? And maybe you wasn't like that. That's not why you got the job. But you realize while you was there that something's not right. And you like there's people that come and connect me. And people are like, how you get in there and that? Because it's not the corporation per se that stamps 19 keys. Somebody that works for them be like, bro, I watch your show. I support what you do. I feel crazy not using my resources to assist. And that's how everybody should be. If you have a job, if you have resources, you have a network, whatever it is, platform, influence, right? Using in some capacity to realize your power. Because everybody got power in their position in some kind of way. And if we all be spooks and we all activate in whatever that means to you, then we got a world where everybody's a revolutionary in their way.
But then also I feel like, once again, I'm not explaining myself to people that lack vision. It's impossible. You just get frustrated, right? This game is a game of chess. And we know that, you know, we got to make certain moves, open up certain doors, and have certain relationships so we can empower other people
100%.
That don't have those relationships.
So let me ask y'all, why did y'all work with one of the most radical revolutionaries in the game? Nah, I ain't even... So what was that ultimate decision? Because I give y'all a lot of credit. You know what I mean? You know, I'm somebody that was already building, right? Already had my thing. But partnering with you all was strategic for both of us, right? It makes the most sense. And for me, it was like, I've been doing this for a very long time, and a lot of people watch. Not everybody will actually help. Not everybody will stand next to you. So I'm like, how I'm going to find my tribe is who's ever going to stand next to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's not that I'm the most radical person in the world whatsoever. I think I'm pretty moderate comparatively, right? I'm waiting for the right resources. But when I think about people who stand next to it, I think that that's the true vision. That's the true integrity, right? Because at the end of the day, everything that I do is positive, 100% positive. Everything that I do is a factor of good, right, for the world. You know what I mean? Like, I'll customize and focus on the culture. But when somebody listens to the mindset or the knowledge and the education and the conversations and the platform or go to the tours and the high-level club or whatever it may be, it is a factor of good for anybody that gets involved. So there's really no reason at all not to. And what you all do is you normalize it, because the thing is that we can expand certain things, but we be the ones that ostracize certain people. No, I'm not going to stand next to them. So the white people are like, oh, well, I guess they not cool then, right? But when we stamp certain people and we bring them in and we be like, man, come on, man, I got you, bro. Stand over here. It's good getting a picture, right? Now it lets other people know, like, no, they a part of the culture. You can't get us without getting them. And I think that's something that we have to do more, because we end up being our own oppressors. Them people don't even care. They ain't even know it was y'all that was hating on them.
Well, the thing,
it usually somebody's black that's holding the door, right, and stopping you from walking in and telling everybody else that's in there, like, nah, we ain't rocking with them.
You know, there's always critics, right? And it's until you can never do enough. And you've never, what I've realized is that you've never done anything to help somebody until you help the person that wants to be helped. What I mean by that is you could give food, money to 100 people. That 101 person, you couldn't get to them, right? You haven't done anything. Because you didn't do anything for them.
Mm.
That's the reality of life,
I
right?
I feel that.
So I feel like for us, right, when you talk, like everybody talks about like collaboration, but who has really done it?
Right.
So when you look at Market Mondays, this is a show that we put together during the pandemic with Ian, and it turns into a cultural phenomenon. And we went on a world tour with this show. We did shows in Ghana and in the United Kingdom and Toronto. Right. So with you, right? This is a partnership that turns into probably over 50-100 million views on YouTube, right? Coming together.
100 million.
Having it on the platform, promoting it, right? Standing next to you, right? Having you at every show that we've done, whether it's Royal Albert Hall, Invest Fest, whatever, right? Even if you look at Matt, right? This is somebody who was actually a mortgage broker. Right, putting him on, having him involved with different things, and watching his transition grow. Right, these are things that we've done multiple times. Right, and like I said, most people have not done that.
Mm.
But they'll criticize, or they'll say different things. Where it's like, okay, you since you're such a champion of this person, why don't you have a deal with them?
Mm.
Peace family, 19 Keys reporting live. I wanted to let you all know about a giveaway that we're doing for Invest Fest. I have 5 general admission tickets, and I have 5 VIPs, and I have 1 giveaway for a one-on-one coaching session with me. All you got to do is join High Level Club. Comment high level, apply today. Do not want to miss VIP. You do not want to miss Invest Fest, and you definitely don't want to miss the one-on-one with me. Come tap in with the gods. Peace to the family.
Are we low level? How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.